Have you ever prayed before and felt like God didn't hear you? Have you ever cried out to God in agony or distress and get no response, no comforting sense of His presence? Can I tell you that according to the Word of God, the seeming distance from the Lord you sometimes experience is the display of His love to you? William Cowper said it like this in a song entitled, God Moves in a Mysterious Way. He wrote, "Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense, but trust Him for His grace. Behind a frowning providence, He hides a smiling face. His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower." Does your faith run deep enough for you to rest in the truth that Jesus' love for His friends sometimes leads Him to keep His distance? Remember what Jesus has said to you and me already in this text, that what will be made known about that particular situation is that Jesus is undeniably the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the Lord of all. The greatest act of love that God can and has performed for an unbeliever and a believer is to reveal Himself to us through Jesus Christ. And that's what He's doing in John chapter 11. And that's what He can do in your life. So will you trust God as He sets the stage, using your life as the stage, arranging the pieces of your life, sometimes in pleasant and comforting ways, and sometimes in painful and confusing ways, that His glory will be made known, and in the end, you will say, Amen. Today, when you pray, please pray for Sirpong Yaobang and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Sumbwa LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.